Yesterday's debate for the state series kicked off on Alaska public broadcasting stations with the candidates for U.S. House. The hour-long debate saw some agreement between Republican Congressman Don Young and Democratic State Representative Harry Crawford, but also plenty of areas where their positions couldn't have been more different. KCAW's Ed Ronco has this recap.
Congressman Don Young and State Representative Harry Crawford found some common ground during last night's debate in Anchorage. For example, both agreed that the war in Afghanistan is unwinnable and that there should be an extra tax during times of conflict to help fund the military, and that the draft should be reinstated, although Young says he doesn't think such an idea would be approved by Congress. Closer to home, the two agreed that subsistence priorities should not be granted to Alaska Natives who live in urban areas, and that location, not income, should determine who has subsistence rights. Here's Crawford.
I believe that a subsistence priority ought to be for the people that live in an area and have no other way of subsisting.
Both also agreed on the merits of the federal government's 8A program, which allows Alaska Native corporations to get preference on no-bid government contracts. The program has come under fire recently from U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat. Crawford says there are improvements that can be made to the program, such as increasing transparency in the process. He says he hopes to sit down with McCaskill and, quote, get her to see the light and the efficacy of the program. But Young says that hasn't worked.
Well, we have one Democrat senator who tried to talk to her and she wouldn't listen. We have one Republican senator and she wouldn't listen.
Young says 15,000 Alaska Natives are working under what he calls a good program.
It is an example where if they're successful, get rid of it. And I think this is a bad example of the Senate overstepping their bounds. And I can guarantee you when I'm reelected, it's not going to go anywhere in the House.
As to whether there's corruption, Young says any program that large will have corruption and that it's important to catch it and punish those responsible, but not to do away with the whole program. Crawford says Native Corporation CEOs have heard the criticism and are working to make it better. The two differed more strongly on the future of Social Security. Young favors raising the age for people to access benefits from 65 to 70 over a period of time. Young says benefits for those already in the system should be guaranteed, but that younger people should have the ability to invest in private accounts, which he calls a safety net.
30% of the nation's wealth melted away in 2008. That's no safety net.
That's Crawford. He says Social Security is a promise that needs to be kept and that there are other ways to make sure the system is financially stable.
One of the things that you could allow is for the cap at $106,000 to rise naturally. That is going to make it balance for many years to come.
Because at the moment, people who make over $106,000
don't have to pay
Social Security taxes on the amount above $106,000.
Right.
So you would favor raising that?
Absolutely.
Congressional earmarks, or the process of setting money aside for specific projects, also came up during the debate. Young is a vocal defender of the practice, which often puts him at odds with Republican Party leadership. Like Young, Crawford says earmarks are necessary for a growing state like Alaska, but that he'd work to minimize their use. Both men were asked about what could arguably be Alaska's most famous earmark, the so-called Bridges to Nowhere in Ketchikan and Anchorage. Young said pushing for those projects was not a mistake.
There is no such thing as a bridge to nowhere. There is a bridge that goes everywhere. And this should be done and will be done. One in Ketchikan has to be done someday, I hope sooner. The one here in Anchorage has to be done. We're growing and getting more crowded all the time. And I put it out in the open. It was transparent. They were voted four times for that bridge.
Crawford says the bridges can be done better and cheaper than originally planned in 2005. And he said it looked bad to ask for the money at a time when another part of the country was suffering in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
We were letting those folks languish down there. They were in a terrible, terrible fix. And it looked like excess that we were spending money on very expensive bridges here.
Crawford was born and raised in Shreveport, Louisiana, and has been a state representative for 10 years. Young has represented Alaska in the U.S. House since 1973. This is Ed Ronco reporting.